Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trillteo, and I'm here with the Ghetto Flower, Fresh Flowers Podcast. You already know what it is. We back in the building. What's good, Q?
What's going on, bro? We got another special guest, bro. Yo.
Hell yeah. You got the one and only. You know, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yo, 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 I'm Cal Crusade, Chicago Neo Soul artist. Yeah. Chicago, you know, mental health advocate as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be here. Shout out Ghetto Flower. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was like one of the, like I was saying before we, you know, before this shit started, y'all was like one of the main few platforms that like show love, man. I think y'all was like my second or third, you feel me, like article. Like when I dropped Steve's demo and shit. Cause I ain't start dropping music for real until like 2021. So when I dropped my first project, I feel like y'all was like the first people that reached out on some like, this shit hard, da 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 da. I was geek too, because I was, you know what I'm saying? I was 18. I ain't no shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Them first couple articles into like the era in your music shit, you gonna always remember that shit. I ain't gonna hold it.
Hell yeah. And I love that shit. I love hearing that shit. Cause I I heard a couple people say that shit, like, oh yeah, y'all was the first person. One. And I'm like, yo, that means so much. Because to see like where y'all came from and to see y'all now, you know, it's just crazy. Cause y'all are only, you know, elevating, bro. And like, and I like that you kind of brought it up while I was gonna get into it. Like you actually DM'd us. So this is where we're gonna get into. DM'd us the project, bro. Steve's demo. And like I remember like the first week you DM'd us and I didn't get around to it. And then like I must have like checked it in the DM again. I must have checked it in the DM again. And like
it wasn't that long.
I was hooping. And I was hooping. And I played the whole shit back. I'm like, bro, I'm like, how did I let this sit in the DM?
He got one.
That's what I'm saying. Because I was like,
whoa. I promise you, you can ask them to any Chicago platform or Chicago like A&R manager out the band. I sent that shit to everybody, bro. Like when that shit dropped, like I sent that shit to everybody, bro. Like that's how I met a lot of people too. Like Ben Moscow from Real Ones and shit. You could ask him. I sent that shit to him. My dog Felix, bro. Like I met Felix 2020. I met him 2021, but like I had like hella DMs and his shit. So when he's like followed me back and we started like talking, he was like, "Damn, I never seen this shit." I sent, bro. I was real. At that time, bro, I was real, like, how can I explain it, bro? So I just had got back from my freshman year of college. And, like, I was hungry, bro. Like, I was real, like, I know this shit hard. And I know at the time what raw as hell meant to me at the time, which was, like, being, like, innovative with, like, less. Because I ain't had shit. I had my whip. And I had people that was fucking with me. And I had my little people, like, group that was fucking with me. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to put this shit out. And I know my name ain't what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And I have a tug and pull with like my ego and like my integrity on like sending shit out and like letting it come to me. Because like I'm still in my startup. I never say like I'm in the middle. I think I'm like chapter one, act two or some shit. Like I'm still in my startup. But I do feel that at that time I didn't have too much tug and pull. I was like, no, I'm sending this shit out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of good came from it and a lot of bad came from it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always grateful more for the good than the bad. You know what I'm saying? Because it built relationships like this. 2 years later, it built relationships like great relationships that I had with certain Chicago people and certain Chicago platforms and A&R. So I'm grateful for that shit because it let me hit. And you're absolutely right. I sent that shit and I remember you getting back to me. Like, it wasn't that long. It was like 2 weeks later. I probably wasn't that long. And I remember just... And that second or third week for me with Steve's demo, I was geeked because, like, it was hella people hitting me. Like, I was geeked as fuck. Like, it was hella people hitting me about that shit. Yeah. I was geeked as fuck. I didn't think that shit was going to do what it did for me, man. I'm going to be real with you. Like, I just thought the shit was going... I knew the shit was hard, but, like, I ain't like the top 50 Lyrical Lemonade, all that shit. I didn't think about none of that shit.
That's big,
I didn't think about none of that shit. Because, you know, I made that shit in my car. I was 18. That's you know what I'm saying? Like, I was 18. I ain't think about none of that shit, bro. So...
But people could hear the talent, bro, and that's the crazy part. Like, and you know, at the time, I didn't know you just made it on. You made it on your iPhone, right?
Nah, hell no. I had my nana got me a MacBook for like for my birthday.
Okay,
like,
you was cooking then.
Cool. So my nana got me a MacBook like for my birthday, a year before that, and I was cooking. Like I was like, I told her specifically what I wanted the MacBook for. So I got the MacBook when I was like 17, and then I was making hella shit. I went to school. I went away to school. I was just cooking. Like, I was cooking the whole time I was there. I had a suite, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a suite, you know what I'm saying? So I had my own shit.
By yourself?
I was on myself. So I was cooking in that bitch anytime I could. And that's why I made Brookfield Zoo. That's why I made 10 Away Babies. Then I came home and I dropped a joint called Cookout with my homegirl, Guyon Cannon. And that shit started to do a little shit for me. And then real shit, Cookout inspired me. Cookout gave me, like, confidence to drop Steve's Demo. Because I was like, okay, niggas fuck with this little shit. Niggas still don't even know my name, but they fuck with this little shit. And These Days, shout out These Days, was the first platform in Chicago to put me on some shit. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out Eric and all them, bro, for real, for real. They was, like, the first platform to put me on some shit. And then from there on, bro, I started getting little shows, which I started meeting people. And, you know, at that time, the space I was in was a beautiful space. I was young and I was just absorbing a lot of creativity that was around me because that was the first year I started my poetry club, Kaz Poetry Club. Mm-hmm. And being around all this talent and all these people, it did something for me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like I was like, okay, I got these four joints. I remember texting my homie. I remember texting like some of my homies. I'm just like, yo, I got these four joints. Like, and I think I got this idea. Mm-hmm. And the story of Steve's Demo, I've told this shit a million times, but it was like my best friend Steve, I had these four songs and this nigga was moving out his house at the time. And he was like one first, you know, you got like whatever art you have, you got like three to four niggas that like you show it to, like three or four of your homies that you show it to. If it's ass, they tell you. If it's good, they tell you. But like you trust their opinion. And my nigga Steve was like one of the first people I ever showed like my music to. So my nigga Steven Cohen was like the only people I show on. Still to this day, first niggas I like try to show my shit to. And I remember he was moving out his house. I was pulling up on him to help him move. And bro was high as fuck. I think he said he did a shroom or whatever.
Oh shit.
He did a shroom. He did a shroom or some shit like before I came. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, he was saying like, you don't play me shit no more. And I was like, I'm like, I got a couple joints I'm working on, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. He was like, man, play me that shit. And we was in my car and I played him. I ain't have phone calls done. I ain't playing that shit, but I played him like Pilots. I played him Brookfield Zoo. I played him 10 Away Babies. And he was just like, nigga, like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, drop this shit, nigga. Like, da 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 da. And that shit gave me, like, seeing his reaction, he was tweeting. I'm like, damn, all right, bet. So from there, I was like, yeah, I'm dropping this shit. And then that's like, in the midst of all that, that's when I met my homegirl Sonite. That's when I met, like, all that shit. And, they all show, like, they still to this day, they all showed me, like, immense love. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had no name. They did some shit they didn't have to do. And the way I was recording, I feel like everybody I worked with at that time was definitely in a studio. I'm just now getting into a studio.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, at that time, telling a nigga, like, yo, hey, pull up to my car and, like, we gonna record this shit. And they wasn't ever like, I think G-Money, I think Guyon and Sonite was like, at first, they was like, because you know, it's like, this nigga, he got a truck. He talking about pull up in
right, the
car.
Yeah.
Pull up in the car and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I swear to you, I was laughing so hard. After like months after we all got close and like we talked about it, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even think about that. Like, it's low key a random nigga. Like,
yeah, that's a weirdo
You met through, that you met through people. And it was like, yo, like he hard, but like, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got no studio. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just pull up to my car, I can record the vocals. They did that shit though. And I'm just grateful that, you know what I'm saying, they gave me the opportunity. I never take that shit for granted. They gave me the opportunity and shit. And yeah, man, when I dropped it, I was passionate. I really loved that project. Like, I still get so much love off that shit, man.
Yeah.
I still get so much love off that shit. It's like, Brookfield Zoo, like, hit over, like, two something a minute ago. Like, I don't even remember what it was. It was two something a minute ago. When I saw, like, I got one project out, bro. I got one project out, two songs. I don't have a long-ass discography. So, when you do have songs that do hit over 1,000, da-da-da-da, it's like, it is something special, bro. Like, it is something special. I'm not in the 50,000 or shit, but like having my shit hit over 2,000 and I make that shit in the whip. It is something special to it, man. That project did a lot for me, man. Speaking of These Days, like I say, Eric Martinez, he just hit me up like a minute ago. And he's just like, man, like he was telling me like I can't believe like this shit is still bump. Like, bump, man, I made this shit in my car. It made this shit in my car, man. Like, I appreciate all the love I get from that shit. And I appreciate the love y'all show to niggas off that shit. No, y'all always show love off my shit.
Bro. That's what I'm saying. And when I first heard that shit, and you bring up, like, what, you know, probably my favorite track on there, which is Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah.
Because, like, I grew up in Bellwood most of my life.
What?
And, like, yeah, I grew up in Bellwood most of my life, yeah. So,
bro,
like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah. So, like, going to Brookfield Zoo, like, you know, that's the...
Yeah, that was the
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's the shit, you feel me? So, like, a lot of that shit that you was spitting in that track, I was damn near hooping. I'm like, I had to stop. I'm like, this dude, right, like, you know what I'm saying? He for real. Different. Exactly. He for real setting down the... You know, pavement. He for real, like speaking that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And like that's why I think like I gravitated to your music the most is because like I guess like the context of what you put into your music, bro.
Yeah.
And like yeah, like just hearing just those four tracks, I was like, yeah, bro, this nigga got it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm happy to have you on, bro.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
How was it for you, like when you left home to like go to school and stuff, and you were still making music? Do you feel like that experience of, you know, being away? Do you feel like that inspired you, or how did that sort of impact your music and stuff?
Bro, I've been so I'm a senior now. I fucking graduated next year. Thank God.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey, let's go.
Right there,
let's go.
I fucking
line.
Hate school.
Hell yeah. And hey, we both graduated.
You know what
so
what
we sure.
I fucking hate school. I'm not an advocate. I want to be an advocate for the right things, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to say, like, do what you feel is right. You know what I'm saying? I went to school because, like, you know, my folks ain't go to school. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I was bad as fuck as a kid. So, like, when I got my shit together, like, high school and shit, and I started, like, I was good as hell at track and shit. So, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I started traveling and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do think, you know, as a young black man, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting into a program or getting into something that does show you a different limelight into the world, a different limelight. Like, I was in track and I was doing summer league and summer track, and that shit would take me to North Carolina and shit. And I'm seeing shit I never seen. So I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was traveling with one of my best friends and his father. He was my coach, Coach Wilson. He just passed, RIP Coach Wilson. And I was like, they showed me a different perspective in life to where it was like, I go back to school, I'm like, I ain't, you know, I realized a lot, like, the getting in trouble shit kind of just, I don't know. I feel like I was in a space where now I understand that it was a lot of mental shit I didn't understand at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't, you know, I was angry because I didn't understand my anxiety, and my anxiety was something that was causing this anger. I didn't understand this shit, and nobody really could break it. My peoples ain't know that shit, and it's not like my peoples good folks, you know what I'm saying? I think good parents are good parents by how they care about you and how they take care of you. You know what I'm saying? They can only take care of you as much as they know how.
They know
you
exactly.
Ain't no fucking book to this shit. So, you know, you got a child, they got anxiety and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in our environment, in our community, how mental health is just not taught yet. I think now, our generation, we had kids, that shit. But I went to school on some, like, I went to college on some shit, like, I didn't think I was going to go to college when I was a kid. I was in fucking middle school, elementary shit, even my freshman year of high school. I'm like, I'm not going to school, bro. I don't even know what the fuck I want to do. So when I started figuring out what I want to do and da 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 da, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And when I had the opportunity, I was like, oh shit, all right, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really fuck with school. I hate that shit, but I do think it's a game. Like, I'm like, when I went away the first couple times, I was like, it's a challenge, but I ain't gonna like bitch out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's how
yeah,
I felt. Yeah. I went to the second school. I ain't gonna mention because I don't fuck with it. But like, I don't fuck with it. I ain't trying to talk down on school. But I went to a school in Iowa. I just went to a JUCO. You know, I was starting off small.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was starting off small. So I was like, I'm gonna just do this JUCO shit real quick, get my associates. Because my OG was like, I'm not tripping about school. She was like, my parents was real cool when it came to college shit. They was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping if you don't go, but I would like you to go. So I wasn't forced into that shit.
Hell yeah.
So then I went to a junior college. I got my associates. My OG was ecstatic. She was like, oh shit. Like, da da da.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because,
you know what I'm saying? You know, my peoples ain't get that. They never got that shit. So it's like, and they very intelligent people. But, you know, my mom's never got that shit. And it wasn't due to intelligence. It was sometimes due to funds, financial shit.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
shit hold niggas back. So when I had the opportunity, my mom was like, you going to school. Like, get that associates, knock that shit out. My OG was not tripping about, I'm the one that's pushing it. She wasn't tripping about bachelor's, master's, none of that shit. She just wanted me to have some. So it felt like I did that shit for her. And then when I got my associates, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. How you doing? I'm gonna go ahead and get my bachelor's and going away and still making music. To be honest with you, bro, I'm not gonna lie, going away helped me making music. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm dragging around.
Nah, you good. We need the context.
But sure. Nah, bro, when I went away that first time, I wasn't in Chicago, bro. I was playing nothing but Chicago music, yeah, which is crazy, G. I was so fucking homesick. I was playing nothing but Telephone and Coloring Book all fucking week. And my girl, she also is like a big Chicago, like music head. Like, okay, she's a big native Chicago. Like,
bet.
She, you know, we both like big music heads. So while I was gone and she back here, you know what I'm saying? We talking about music back and forth. So my whole, I'm out of Chicago, but my whole thing is like, I get on the phone with her, she playing Coloring, but she playing Acid Rap, she playing mm-hmm. internet tape. I'm at playing internet tape, I'm playing Telephone, I'm playing mm-hmm. Surf, I'm playing all this shit. So that leads to songs like Brookfield Zoo, because I hear a beat and I'm like, damn, that shit sound like some shit I would love to listen to and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking shit of Brookfield Zoo, I promise you. Like, I didn't think that shit. You know what I thought the song was going to, the song that was going to pop off for me the most off Steve Dimmel? I thought Pilots was going to be the song that, like, do a lot for me off Steve Dimmel, because I don't know, like, it had, like, the fast-paced shit. It had the da-da-da-da and shit. Mm-hmm. I was flowing on that bitch. I thought that was going to be the one. So, when Brookfield Zoo became, like, the joint for me, I didn't think that shit was going to happen. I was like, damn. It just goes to show, like, how much, you know, Chicago, we got our own culture, and it's our own soul. We have our own native tongue. Yeah, so, it's like, when somebody that's, like, making music, somebody that's doing art, somebody that's doing programs, platforms, we understand it more than motherfuckers mm-hmm. outside. Yeah, and the motherfuckers outside get it. That's dope as hell too. But we the first ones that's gone, Brookfield Zoo? Oh shit, let me see what's
too. That's what I'm saying. It's a different connection.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My nana stayed in Bellwood too. That's why I was like, shit, yeah, my nana stayed in Bellwood.
What street she's down?
1008. 1008, I'm blanking on the street right now. I ain't gonna hold you. But yeah, she stayed in Bellwood. We actually, crazy shit is, niggas was in Maywood for a little minute. That's the crazy shit. Niggas was in Maywood for a little minute. So that whole little area, that whole little area, like, we was over there all the time. My pops, because I grew up out here. Like, I'm still, like, my whole shit is out here for a week. That's why, like, I'm talking about, I'm looking at the show, I'm like, damn, this shit not that far. Mm-hmm. We stay over there homing and shit, mm-hmm. by Madison and shit, okay, with Uncle Remus and shit. So that's why I'm all, that's why I'm like, that's another reason I'm like, I'm a mad, like, Uncle Remus hype too. For like,
right over
that shit was in my blood, nigga. Like, damn, bro. Like, I'm gonna have to do it on this interview. Like, don't cut this out, but like, fuck Harold. So I'm not gonna fuck Harold, G. I'm gonna have to talk about that shit every interview, G, because you know what I'm saying? They getting big on this Keith Lee shit.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
And the crazy part is, I'm gonna tell you, for I fucks with Keith Lee, you know what I'm saying? Good God-fearing man. But G, I think it was literally, I think motherfuckers punked him into saying he like Harold's more than Uncle
Remus. Hyping him up type shit.
Because this spring, he made a video about Uncle Remus and Harold's. And I promise you, that nigga was like, yeah, Harold's is better, da-da-da-da-da. And we was all geeked. And then, like, 3 weeks ago, he was like, yeah, Harold's better than Uncle Remus. And we was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I feel like niggas...
You switching up?
I feel like niggas made him switch that shit. You know how Chicago We such an overwhelming city. When it comes to, like, to food and shit, bro, and culture, we such an overwhelming city. Like, me and my nigga Menace, bro, like... I don't own a Pelly Pelly. Like, I don't own a Pelly Pelly. But I be like, bro, fuck what you wearing. I'm gonna go buy me a Pelly Pelly one day. Cause it's just,
it's hard.
Niggas on the west side was rocking Pelly. I was growing up around that shit. My pops had a Pelly Pelly. My pops, my height. We both short niggas. Like, my pops had a fat ass Pelly Pelly, like, to his knees, fat ass Pelly Pelly.
Yeah, XL joint.
XL joint. I was like, damn,
that,
like,
joint's hard,
that
though.
Shit hard, G. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, that shit hard, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Till this day, them joints and the Averex joints.
Yeah.
Them joints, Averex, fucking jeans or some shit.
Nah, G. I remember my uncle. I used to be with my uncle a lot. My uncle went to the corner stores on the west side where they had the Indian nigga with the stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to that bitch. Yeah, yeah, he like, you want that bitch. She got the stick and shit.
You gotta pull it down.
I'll never forget that shit. I was like, I thought this shit was in movies, nigga. My uncle grabbed the shit with the stick. I was like, what the fuck? I thought that shit was some shit in movies, bro. My uncle had a nigga, he got a jumpsuit. It wasn't even crazy. Like, he got a Jordan jumpsuit. I was like, what the fuck? It was 2014. Shit was different.
Hell yeah, that's hilarious.
Shit was different. Yeah, this West Side shit is deep, though. You know what I'm saying? That Uncle Remus shit. Bro, it's got, like, that shit was a, bro. That shit was down the street for me every day, bro. I couldn't, I can never, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't like the discourse. To be real, I want to stop the Heroes of Uncle Remus discourse. I want it to be peace. Like, I want everybody to eat and just like that shit, but niggas make it difficult.
Exactly.
So I gotta say what I gotta say, bro.
Niggas make it difficult.
Me and my homies, we got like four things that we just don't play about, G. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? What's those four things?
It's like Uncle Remus versus Heroes and shit. It's West Side, South Side conversation. Because I'm the only nigga in the group from the West Side. Mm-hmm. Me and my homies. So it's like all my niggas South Side is here. Like, even my girl. Like, my whole little, like, core, like, little friend group. Like, my autumn niggas South Side is here. Mm-hmm. No Name, we like, don't play about that shit. Like, all the discourse about, like, we jump niggas about No Name, bro. Like, we don't like the... No Name this, no, shut the fuck up, G. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, G. And then the fourth thing, I don't even know. We talk a lot about, like, how y'all just mentioned capitalism. We talk a lot about, like, capitalism and shit and how, like, niggas is just not free no matter what, but we got to keep fighting and shit and pushing and shit. But, like, just how it's a lot of corrupted shit between the Chicago creative culture and the Chicago culture, period. And we just, like, I don't know. I think the fact that we do got a culture is important, but it is a lot of corrupted shit in this shit. But that's why I think it's like what y'all do is so fire, because hip hop has its own culture. R&B has its own culture. I think it's dope to have a big mainstream culture in the city. Like,
yeah.
I think that shit is inspiring to see what y'all do, bro. That shit is really inspiring for real.
Hell yeah. And I want to ask you, like, you know, it's your last year, you know, in college and shit, like, did that make you more well-rounded, like, as a person? What do you feel like, how it did that? Like, how do you feel like it did that?
Bro, it taught me a lot about working hard. It taught me a lot. I think it's a lot of negativity on working hard. It's a lot of negativity on, like, striving or staying down to you coming up. It's a lot of negativity around that. I went into college with so much negativity. Not for me personally, but like around me. I get on Twitter or I got like with people around me, and it's always like it was so much shit about working hard, da 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 da. And like I can't tell you like majority of things I learned, but I know I got my work done. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know like I grinded, you know what I'm saying? I know like as a rounded person. And then, you know, it turns you into some form of a socialite of talking to a lot of people, meeting a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I appreciate that aspect of college. You know, I appreciate leaving. Like, I appreciate leaving and coming back and all the things that I've been through in the last 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it helped me strategize my life more. I think it helped me keep me on pace a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not the type of nigga to like, I'm not like a school advocate, no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I do think it comes with a lot of perks of appreciation. I don't think you have to fucking know what the fuck pie is. But I do think like you can get your homework done and get your work done and get that shit in tune. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think it does a lot for people, real shit. I know it did a lot for me. I think the judgment around it, or like niggas not going to college, that's the shit I be trying to like get through my homies' head. Like, I got homies that didn't go to school. And sometimes they be feeling like they lost. And I'm like, nigga, I'm in school and I'm lost. This shit ain't shit.
Right.
Bro. I'm paying like three, four, you know what I'm saying, to be lost.
I'm
free.
Even more lost, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I be trying to tell my niggas, like, bro, don't fuck school. Like, I'm in this shit just cause like I'm in it. That's me personally though. I tell niggas all the time, I hate school, but I'm in this bitch for me personally. Like, I want to finish personally. I want to get my shit personally. I be trying to tell them, like, you made a conscious decision and now you feel lost by the conscious decision because you see niggas on the net in school or niggas in, like, me in school. But, like, fuck school, bro. Like, find your own lane. That's the shit that's going. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit. I'm real big on, like, find your own lane, bro. I done seen some of the... I swear to you, I only know, like, 4 to 6 people who I just always are happy in my life. And I appreciate them people so much. And, like, three out of that six of the some of the happiest people I met in life, they not in school. They not in school. They did their own shit. Like, they did their own shit, took their own route. And I be wanting to be like them all the time. I'm always trying to ask them questions and shit. Cause they took their own route and shit, and they found peace in that shit. And I really do think if you tune out the shit outside and you find peace in your own shit, and you find like integrity in what your lane is gonna be, I don't even think you're gonna let the shit outside bother you, bro. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that school made me more like, I was never judgmental from jump. School made me even less judgmental in the sense of like, I'm here, I see. Bro, my first year when I went away, I was 18. I went to a junior college, I had a suite, and I was living with hella niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. So it was like a hallway of niggas, bro. Gee, I'll never forget. It was this other nigga, he from Chicago, and this nigga was like 26. Now, mind you, I'm in a junior college. That's a 2-year school. Mm-hmm. That's a 2-year school. You're not supposed to be. I mean, you could be there past 4 years. It was a university. It was a big ass junior college. It was a university, but it was a junior college on Lewis Key. It was a big ass university, and it's a 2-year school. But you could stay to get your bachelor's if you wanted. I didn't want to. I was like, I'm gonna get my associate's. Well, after I'm gonna bounce, and it was COVID, so it was like the whole school process was janky as fuck in 2020. I feel bad for my 2020 graduates, man. Like, real shit. It was janky as fuck. If you still in college, like, I applaud you, my nigga, because that shit was rough. Point is, I was living with niggas that was 26, 24. I was an 18-year-old kid, bro. I swear to you, this one of these niggas told me, he got kicked out his OG crib, so he was here. And I don't know if niggas know about the finesse with junior colleges, but you know, you get a decent-ass refund check. Like, you get a fat, especially when you go to a PWI, you get a fat-ass refund check. And HBCU, too. I've been to both. You get a fat-ass refund check. He told me that because he got kicked out without the bam, he said he would get his refund check and like say that shit and just pay off the shit to stay in school. But he wasn't going to class. He was just living in that bitch.
Okay.
I'm 18 years old, bro. Like, I'm 18 years old. And he's 24, 26. I'm not saying he should be a mentor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that shit. I'm not saying but
so
I'm
just paying the rent.
He just paying to live there, but he not going to, and it's the fact that it's a junior college. It was a good, in my opinion, it was a good school. But they wasn't checking to make sure niggas was going to class. Like, you're going to class, no fuck, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You failed. But the class aspect of failing and like, you can fail, but I mean, if you pay this shit, you can still live here type shit. Uh-huh. Bro was paying his shit off living in that motherfucker. And I remember being like, I can't be like these niggas, bro. And I just remember being like, I was 18 getting up for class. This nigga just like in his room chilling, playing a game and shit. He's 26, bro. 26, bro. And I remember just being like, my nigga, and I'm bringing this back to say, like, I remember being like, my niggas at home feeling like they lost. I promise you, it's a 26-year-old nigga that's down the hall from me paying junior college rent to stay in this motherfucker, bro. Don't trip, bro. Don't trip, bro. Get your little hustle. Get your little job. Work at Amazon. Whatever you got to do, get your hustle, bro, and find integrity and peace in that shit. Because I promise you, it's a nigga that's 26-year-old. He is okay with living off this junior college crib shit, bro. Don't stress that shit. So I think college made me a well-rounded person, a perspective of like, don't judge nobody. Everybody got their own route. And help, if people don't know it, help people find peace in their own route and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's another reason I did the Poetry Club, because it's like, I ain't the most confident nigga, but it's too many niggas our age that feel like they not doing something right because another nigga doing something right. How you know that the other nigga doing something right? Because it looked like he doing something right on the net. You know what I'm saying? The net is all glamorization of trying to get us to, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit, bro. That shit.
And that's why I wanted to talk to you about a little bit more about the Poetry Club. Yeah. Like, what made you want to start that?
Shit, I was in school. I was my freshman year, and I just had it. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think it was gonna be this, bro. I had an idea. And I always been to poetry. I was in poetry clubs since middle school. You know, I was bad as fuck, but I was in some hot shit. Like, that was the thing. Like, I was bad, but my teachers all fucked me because it was like, he is like a nigga that's trying. I was always in programs. I was doing sports. I was just bad. I just couldn't stay out of trouble. But I was always in the poetry clubs, and I was fly. Like, I used to rip niggas up on that shit. I was going crazy. I was going crazy, like, on the rap shit. Like, I was doing poems, but I was fake rapping.
Oh, okay.
And, I would go, and I was on some shit mad early. I was really on some, like, the way I rap now, I was rapping like that, man, like as a freshman. I was doing all, like, the weird flows and da-da-da-da-da. And, like, my poetry teacher, she, like, 40. She, like, fuck is he talking about? But the kids, like, niggas, I age, they was like, oh, shit, like, da-da-da, that shit hard. I think that's another reason that made me, like, made me more passionate on the rap shit, because I was like, I'm really good at this shit. And I went to school and they had a Bible study program. And I believe in God. I haven't read an inch of the Bible, I'm sorry. But like, mm-hmm. I used to go to the Bible studies. It really was for me personally, it was like a thing of hope. I feel like every week they was just dishing out hope. And that was all I needed. I didn't really read the Bible. It was Bible study, but nobody came in there with that Bible. They wasn't reciting Bible quotes. They would just be like, they would have people talk about their struggles and how they got through it and how some of them got through it through God, how some of them got through it with the Bible. And I was a nigga that would just go in there. I was young, I was 18, and I was soaking up all that hope that they was giving to people and how that helped people, how that shit helped me. I'm like, bro, niggas in the city need this. We need, like, Porch Club aside, that shit is literally just 2 hours of me dishing out, giving niggas hope and themselves. Mm-hmm. The way I do it, I let niggas come up there. You could do a poem, you could talk, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like, you could do whatever. And I always try to leave niggas. I always had people come up to me like, man, like, that really helped a lot, or da 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 da. I'm like, that was the point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The point was for that. That shit not for me. That point, I keep it a bean. Like, I'm like, majority of the time, I don't even have the best rhymes. Like, I don't even have the best poems. Like, that's my problem. That's the ego in me. I'm in that bitch trying to outbar niggas and shit. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Niggas in that bitch actually, and I fuck with that though, because like, that just shows like the message is getting across, that people coming out to just sit for 2 hours and just talk about mental health, talk about hope, talk about what mattered to them. I had a girl at the 2021, the summer, I had a girl come. She came out and like in front of the whole group, in front of the whole Porch Club. Mm-hmm. And the Porch Club's usually like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It definitely, the more they getting packed and packed and packed, the more and more I do these motherfuckers. And she came out, and then like 2 days later, she texted me like, yo, that shit helped me come out to my parents. And I was like, damn, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I'm young as hell. I was 20. I didn't know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm young as fuck. So it's like the perspectives of like, I'm not understanding this shit is getting that point across, but I'm glad like it is, because I wasn't expecting that. I just want the niggas to have each other back for like 2 hours, and like niggas to just be in a space where they can be comfortable being themselves, being vulnerable as fuck for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? I think the only time, I'm going to keep it to choose you. The only time I don't enjoy the Poetry Clubs that much is just like when I hosted one at Spelman. I've hosted one like, you know, a couple of schools and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I met Angela Davis and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit was fly. I hosted one at Spelman. You know, Spelman is an all-girl school, right? So a couple niggas came from Morehouse. Morehouse is a all boys school. And, bro, the shit that I don't like personally, it was niggas that was coming up there. And I say, like, you could talk about whatever you want, but, like, keep it in mind, this is a celebration and conversation on mental health. Niggas be going up there doing the freaky raps, and I be like, bro, like, niggas don't know how to read the room,
yeah, read the room.
I had one nigga go up there, and I swear, I don't know who this nigga is to this day. I hate you. I hate you. Like, I hate you, bro. I seriously hate you, bro. Because it's a crowd full of women. Like, I truly hate you. This nigga went up there and was like, I've never been sexually assaulted or raped, but I wrote a poem from the perspective of a woman that's been sexually assaulted and raped. I fried that nigga as soon as he got off the stage. I'm like, yo. Because the crowd was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm front row. I'm like, gee, like,
bro.
Damn, I didn't know he was gonna do that. So now, every Porch Club I got, not because of you, nigga, every Porch Club I got a yo,
set this the
is
rules.
About mental health, you know what I'm saying? Like, be respectful. Yeah. Bro, why is you, like, it's a room full of women and you talking about that from, they don't, like, bro,
they're not trying to hear that
if they want
to
do that shit, they can do that shit. Not you, nigga, rap about some shit. I don't know, bro, like, rap about some shit, bro, after that, bro. I remember I got fried from like a couple girls got him in the crowd. I ain't say shit. I let them fry. And I'm posted. It's supposed to be a peaceful, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, fuck that. You deserve that. I ain't gonna lie.
Crazy. You deserve lesson, bro.
He knew, fuck.
Damn.
I hate niggas, bro. I hate men too, bro. I hate a lot of people too. Man, I hate niggas, bro.
Man, but I love hearing that though, man.
Yeah, that's dope that she started
Because I definitely feel like, you know, with you, like that could, you know, to me, that's your branding now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a part of your branding now. And I love that because you could for real go that route of doing, you know, continuously doing Poetry Clubs and shit. Like, may go around on some no-name type shit.
Man, get
a book
fly.
Club, you know, get that type of shit. I love to hear that.
That will be fun.
But yeah, we're getting into, like, the last two questions. So, like, I want to ask you, like, with doing the poetry and you drop, you know, your track Home, what other stuff you got planned, like, in the cut?
I'm glad you asked that.
Because I know, and you know, you're talking about Chris. Yeah, you're talking about,
Shout out Chris Classic. He's been a big mentor for me the last, you know, year for real. And, you know, last couple months I've been working real closely with him. And I'm just now, like I said, I'm getting into the studio. So I've been working on like studio produced songs. And I was very ignorant to studios when I was coming up. I was like, I was a person that didn't see the purpose in studios, even though everybody around me was in the studio and they was telling me like, you know, it's kind of worth it. I was very insecure in the fact that, oh, my shit don't sound good. And it was like, one thing he told me, and like, it was like, and it was never that your shit is personally not good. The rhymes was good. The vocals was good. The perspective, the creativity in the song was good. It's just the sound. Like, it's just the structure. It's just the, I want to hear this shit without my ear. Like, damn. Like, I want to hear this shit. And that's some shit he was telling me. You know, I want to hear this without it flexing. And I'm going to keep it a stack. Shout out my nigga Gio, Mixed by Gio. Like, I've been working close with him in Classic since, like, May. And dog, like, I was completely, and that's why I couldn't comedy, so I was completely ignorant, because I understand, I understand mixing out to a T because of them two, and especially because of Gio. Like, the ideas and the, bro, a lot, and this is something that's like God given. A lot of people don't got the soul when it comes to this music shit. Like, a lot of people don't got the soul. Like, and the soul is a very unseen talent structure that a lot of niggas don't got. I personally had that shit. I didn't have the infrastructure. I didn't have the structure. I got the soul. I ain't had the structure. So now, combining them motherfuckers both, bro, like, I'm making some of the best music I've ever made in my life. And like I just told you, I'm gonna show the video to y'all when we get on with this shit. But like, I can't wait to drop this shit I'm about to drop. And going forward, because 2024, I'm trying to get a little project in. I'm telling you, it'll be 3 years since Steve's demo next year. I think it's about time I need to drop a project. But it'll be my first studio produced project, and it'll be my first. And that's another thing, I've been working with actual producers I'm close with now. Shout out my nigga Buxton. I've been working with actual producers now. I'm out on YouTube, like Novo and shit. It's just the growth of an artist and shit. And,
that's dope.
Yeah, man. I've been working with, shout out Chris Class. He's been a very profound figure for me, and a very like good mentor as far as like just telling me like certain things with the industry shit, certain things with the music shit, giving me good advice. Andrew Barber too. I have a lot of like good people that I can't say that I had like, I'm grateful for. Like, I can't say that I'm not grateful for. Like, they give me a lot of good advice. I'll never forget this. I was changing my name because I had to, like, everybody was calling me Kakusei anyway, because a lot of niggas met me off Instagram before they knew my music. So they was just calling me as Kakusei. I got booked for this one show and the lady booked me as Kakusei. I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And it was too many fucking Kais and shit. You can't even find, like, you couldn't even find my shit. And I remember, like, talking to Andrew Barber, like, yo, I don't, I'm a little bit scared that this might not work. And he was like, man, like, change that shit. Ain't nobody worried. They trying to hear your music, change that shit, So I remember, like, I got a lot of help in this shit. And I'm, you know, trying to keep flowing with that shit. And I can't wait for the songs that I'm trying to drop right now and get the video done to drop this year, my full, like, first studio produced songs. Like, I can't wait. And studio, mastered, and mixed. Like I said, I'm in another scrub era of, I'm like, I'm kind of just like, I'm soaking everything up. Like, I'm just kind of listening and learning and not trying to talk too much, but also trying to listen.
Hear everything out, make
the music. I'm in like one of my best eras of making music, and I hope, you know, it resonate with everybody when it drop.
Sure. And we can't wait to hear it, bro.
I appreciate that.
And honestly, I'm happy for the name change too, because what we know about doing this shit, and bro really good at marketing, and like what we know for sure is about SEO. And for real, what you type in, bro, like,
it matters, bro, for real.
You gotta, man, it was, when you gotta, like, I typed in my shit on Google one time, just Kakusei, and I was so happy that it was just my shit.
Yeah.
I was so happy that it was just my shit, bro, like, I ain't even trying to run the time. I just got to mention this shit, bro. My mom's was somebody who really was like, you should probably change your name. My mom's like, she fuck with my shit. Like, my mama in North Carolina and shit. So, you know, I don't see it as much as I want to. So she's really big on like, I'm always listening to your songs. And she was bumping my shit. And she was like, you know, I was looking up your name and I just, it was all these other people. And I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know where to find you, this and this. And then she was like, have you ever thought about changing your name? And I didn't think, you know, my mama not no big rap, you know, nerd. My mama a neo soul lady. So it's like, when I heard, like, to hear her have curiosity on some shit I'm trying to do with the rap soul shit, that made me like, I don't know, maybe, you know, that also made me think about making it fully. And then nothing crazy. I was just like, they already fucking called me Kakusei. Yeah, I might as well change it to that type of shit. So, yeah, bro. Yeah, man. No, I can't wait to drop my shit.
No, that's what's up, man. No, and we definitely gonna be waiting for it, man. We appreciate you sliding, bro.
I appreciate
you. It's been a minute to get this finally in, but nah, for real. We appreciate you. Kai Crusade, bro.
Shout out Bow. Go by Bow. Corn Waters. Go by Bow.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Fresh Flowers Podcast. We out.
Appreciate you,
gang.
Appreciate y'all for real.